Thank God I'm finally over alcohol. Yay! Hello, gals, and welcome to Sanctuary Saturday, a segment of sobriety snippets for 40-plus women, speaking directly to those of you in your first year of sobriety. That means if you have one day, or 365, or even 366, we're going to talk about early sobriety. And yes, 1 year is early sobriety. I'm Becca Jacobson, and this is a snippet. It is a snippet coming at you from the Sanctuary of Saturday. Gals, today I want to talk about the dangers of complacency. Months into sobriety, we can get trapped by the thought that we've got it. Months in some cases years in, we can suddenly, all of a sudden, a thought comes through our mind, the right moment, the right situation, the right trigger, the right thought, the right emotion, it will come, and you will suddenly be rethinking your relationship and going, you know what? It's all good. Look at me. It wasn't that hard. I could have a drink. I'll just drink socially. Whatever the thought that your little sneaky little alcoholic brain wants to tell you, it's a lie, but it's not going to feel like one. It's amazing to me, but no matter how much we've suffered at the hands of alcohol, once we give it up for a while, we start forgetting. We forget how horrible it was. We forget how difficult it was to quit. And we look back and somehow we think that wasn't that hard, not a problem. I could do that. And besides, I think it was an exaggeration. And all of these excuses start bubbling up. If you ever have the thought that you could drink for any reason, I need you to hear me when I tell you it's a lie. And no, you're not an exception. Is that because there are no exceptions? Nope, it's not because there are no exceptions. It's because the women who can drink socially, the women who can moderate their drinking, the women who can go back to alcohol and not destroy their lives, aren't listening to the snippets. They're off living their lives and moderating their drinking. They're off drinking socially and not having a problem at all with it. They are off living their lives like some sort of person who can drink, which has never been me. If you're still tuning into the snippets, that means you can't drink. Otherwise, you'd be drinking and it wouldn't be a problem. Do you see my point here? It's a logical point. It really is. If you could drink like a so-called normal person, you'd have no interest in the snippets because you'd just be drinking like a normal person. So that means that no matter how far along you are in your sobriety journey, especially in that first year, be careful of that thought that says to you, yeah, you're good. You could do it. You're all right. I've seen people after 10 years fall back into the pit of alcohol. And you know what they tell us? And it turns out it's true. When we start drinking again after a bout of sobriety, whether it's 1 month, 1 year, or 5 years, everything is exactly the way we left it, just waiting for us. It's almost overnight just as bad as it was. Maybe not the very first. Oh, by the way, that's another tricky thing that alcohol does. You may actually be able to drink normally, quote unquote, just let's say just one evening you have a couple glasses of wine, the next day you're good, you don't drink for 3 more days. That's when the thought will hit and go, look at you. Look at you. You did some social drinking and you're good. Like, look at you. It's Wednesday. You had 3 glasses on last Saturday. That's not a problem. You're good. Look at you. You're a social drinker now. And so then you do it again. And then it's 2 days in between. And before you can blink an eye, it's right back to every evening. It's like alcohol will let us have a little reprieve to convince us we're okay. I'm here to tell you, it's a lie, gals. It is a lie. Do not believe the thought that you can have a social drink or a one-time drink. And instead, here's what I'd like you to have. A belief that life alcohol-free is the only way to live. I do not understand people who drink alcohol. What is the point? Why do we even want to drink? You see, the reason I'm bringing that up is in early sobriety, we still feel like we're missing something. Like somehow our life is less than everybody else's because we can't drink. Oh, I can't, blah, blah, blah. I want you to adopt the idea that you're living the best life, the better life. Anyone who's got to numb themselves with alcohol or get socially lubricated with alcohol is living a half-conscious life. And one of the things I really want us to learn here in Snippetland is conscious living. Conscious living is what? It's the opposite of numbing. So I'm not here to judge people who drink. My husband drinks, not excessively, but more than I would. But then, you know, one drink is more than I would drink. And I know why, and I don't judge him, and I don't, whatever. It doesn't bother me. He does it with his friends, whatever, right? But when I think about alcohol, I can't think of a reason why I'd want to drink. First of all, I really enjoy my meditation practice, my hiking practice, my journaling practice. My growth routine is really important to me, and it makes me feel amazing. And alcohol would just massively disturb that. I'm pretty sure if I drank, I wouldn't be meditating that day. And what would I feel like the next? Like, why? When you start learning how to enjoy conscious living because you've released your emotional wounds from the past, that, by the way, is a Sanctuary Saturday coming up soon. Because just because you're not drinking doesn't mean you've healed, but that's another Saturday. But if you're not drinking and you haven't healed, or if you don't have a routine self-care practice that you're growing into. If you caught Wednesday's snippet, it was all about not surface dwelling, making sure you have a practice and not just theory, theory, theory. Just because you're not drinking doesn't mean you're necessarily growing. And if you're not, you're never going to get to the point where you crave your life so much that you would never want to disturb it with alcohol. You see, that's what we do. It isn't that we push alcohol away in sobriety. We pull to us this amazing life. And at first, that feels really hard. Well, at first, it is hard because we don't know how to do it. But if we've patiently grown our lives and our self-care routine with the help of others, hopefully, preferably, so that you're accountable and you're committed in a public way, meaning in a safe space, but not just you, you become so in love with the life you're building that you couldn't imagine poisoning it with alcohol. And then the struggle's gone. That's when you're truly healed. And I would argue it takes at least that first year to settle into a routine of self-personal development and growth. And by the way, I didn't say you're done growing after a year. You're settled into it. I've said this to you before. I'm in year 7 and I'm having growth realizations that are blowing my mind. I'm so excited about going into my 60s because my meditation practice is reaching levels that I never really imagined before. I'm becoming a human I never actually thought I could become. I'm calmer, I'm more mature, I'm more professional, and yet I'm more compassionate, more kind, less judgmental of myself and others. All of this is a slow growth over time. Why? Because I'm human. Human. We're all human, right? And as humans, we need to give ourselves an opportunity to grow into the lives we want. Please, my dears, back to that key word that we said at the beginning of this episode, complacency, complacency. If you think, oh, I'm all good, haven't had a drink in however long, fill in the less than 12 months blank, you still have a lot of growing to do and a lot of settling in to do. If you want to get to the point where you're like, my life is so amazing that the thought of poisoning it with alcohol is just beyond my conception. If that's not where you're at yet, that's okay. That's what you have to look forward to. And the way to do it, of course, is to have your regular routine, be doing it with others, have the authentic accountability that helps us truly grow. Because listen, this is not about the alcohol. And any successful person out there will tell you that we need someone with us on the journey. I've been watching. Have you noticed that Tony Robbins keeps popping up on YouTube lately? Maybe it's just my feed. Well, he does. And he keeps saying the same thing. He says, even the best neurosurgeon in the world would not operate on himself. And everybody needs a coach. And I'm like, yeah, go Tony, right? We can't see ourselves, gals, and a coach is a mirror. You can't see your reflection without a mirror, and we can't grow without a mirror. And that can be reflected to us in group coaching, in one-on-one coaching, but in some capacity, you want your mirror over time so you can get to that life that I've been describing in this episode. There it is, gals. While I've got you, today's the 19th, it's a Saturday, and starting tomorrow, the 20th of July, I'm going live, 6 a.m. Pacific tomorrow, and I'm going live every day for the 7 days after that for my sober summer. And this is not just about getting sober. This is for women who are either starting their sobriety or already in your sobriety. Why? Because I spend very little time talking about alcohol. You come in, you choose not to drink for a week. Anybody can do that. And instead, I help you start this self-care routine that you need to get where you want to go. That's what my sober summer is about. It's not necessarily about putting down the alcohol. That's just a, okay, we're not going to drink for a week. And I've got the support and accountability I need for that. More importantly, it's helping you pick up a routine that's custom made for you. And I'm going to walk you through how to do that, show you how to do that, and you won't be doing it alone. And at the end of 7 days, next Saturday, the 26th, we're going to go live together in Zoom after I've gone live in Facebook every day for you. You've done the daily micro tasks. You're sharing your takeaways in the WhatsApp group, optional, but there if you want the support. And in 7 puny little days, your life is already transformed. So come and spend the next week with me, gals. The link is in the show notes. Tap it. Let me know you're coming, and I'll see you first thing bright and early tomorrow morning for my sober summer. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back next time so I can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.